Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Fatal crash east of Casper. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. At around 8:45 a.m. on Monday morning, a fatal crash occurred at milepost 180 on U.S. Highway 202687 east of Casper, Wyoming. According to the press release from the Wyoming Highway Patrol, a 2002 Ford F-150 was headed west on the highway and crossed the center line, colliding head-on with a 2018 Ford F-150. The driver of the 2002 Ford has been identified as 34-year-old Casper, Wyoming resident Christopher Counts. Counts was not wearing a seatbelt and succumbed to his injuries at the crash scene. The juvenile passenger in the vehicle was wearing a seatbelt but succumbed to his injuries at the crash scene as well. The driver of the 2018 Ford has been identified as 28-year-old Glen Rock, Wyoming resident Aaron Henson. It was unknown if Henson was wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. He was transported to Banner, Wyoming Medical Center, where he later succumbed to his injuries sustained in the crash. Driver inattention and fatigue on the part of Counts are being investigated as possible contributing factors. This is the 40th fatality on Wyoming's roadways in 2023, compared to 28 in 2022, 30 in 2021, and 25 in 2020. Summer paving season begins in Northeast Wyoming. Wyoming Department of Transportation Northeast Wyoming maintenance crews will begin yearly paving operations on various roads in Crook, Weston, Campbell, Johnson, and Sheridan County. According to the press release from YDOT, paving operations are scheduled to begin the week of May 15th in Crook and Weston counties and will move west to Campbell, Johnson, and Sheridan counties throughout the summer. Paving operations are expected to be completed by mid-August, weather permitting. The summer paving season is to repair existing roadways that may have been damaged due to snow removal, winter frost heaving, excessive ruts, and cracking. The average lifespan of the top few inches of a paved highway is 10 to 15 years and depends on the type and volume of traffic. YDOT District 4 maintenance dedicates about 20,000 man-hours each summer maintaining roadway surface conditions in the district. In order to complete a paving operation, crews need to close travel lanes, set up detours, and employ flagging operations redirecting traffic out of the work lane as it is being completed. These road sections could be a few hundred feet or up to a mile long. It is important for motorists to slow down and move over when they encounter any maintenance, construction, and utility workers and vehicles when traveling on Wyoming's interstates and highways, and it is in fact Wyoming state law. YDOT says when a construction, maintenance, or utility vehicle is stopped on a road with two or more lanes in the same direction, motorists must move to the furthest lane away from the stopped vehicle. On a two-lane road where speeds are 45 miles per hour or greater, motorists must slow down to 20 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. Motorists can be fined $235 for failure to move over. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.